For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. A couple of weeks ago, Judge Michael McSpadden in Houston, 24 years on the bench, came out with a call for an end to the draconian methods of sending people to prison for less than a gram of drugs, for residue in a pipe. The Chronicle then followed that up with an editorial endorsing Judge McSpadden, and just last week, KHOU-CBS-TV here carried a report following this story to its logical conclusion.
For his harsh punishment for drug users is recommending an unusual solution. He's on record advocating to reduce the penalty of possessing cocaine. Decriminalize small amounts, but would it work? 11 News reporter Wendell Edwards was curious, so he asked the judge to explain.
After 24 years on the bench, perceived as tough but fair, Judge Michael McSpadden is taking a risk. He wants the penalty in minor drug cases reduced. He tells 11 News the punishment for delivering or possessing drugs less than 1 gram should be a misdemeanor, not a felony.
I think it's the proper thing to do. I don't want somebody who is charged with less than 1 gram, and again, in residue amounts in a lot of cases, being charged with a felony.
McSpadden gave us a copy of the letter he wrote to Governor Rick Perry suggesting this change. In that letter, he tells Perry the war on drugs is a complete failure and symbolic at best, and that these cases are overwhelming every felony docket.
I think you stop them and charge them with misdemeanors and place them in a drug rehab.
No.
DA Chuck Rosenthal disagrees. He says you can't change the law simply because it's not working.
The argument can be made about any drug law that it's not working because we have people that are still violating the law. Does that mean we shouldn't have drug laws? I don't think so.
But local attorney Jolanda Jones says this is a change she's been advocating for years.
Possession less than a gram, you can't even see it to test it. How on earth is that a felony? That makes no sense to me.
McSpadden says it's clearly time for a change, even if that means more low-level drug users are on the streets.
I'd much rather have them out on the streets than those people who have committed murders, rapes, and robberies, who we do not have enough people to hunt them down.
We call the governor's office, and a spokeswoman says Judge McSpadden's letter has been received and referred to the governor's policy staff. She also says Governor Perry will look closely at proposals that come before the legislature that address this specific issue, and at the same time protects the public against repeat drug offenders.
I'm trying like heck to get Judge McSpadden to be our guest on the Drug Truth Network. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.